Hello all, and welcome to episode 7/round 2, because of the last episode's weirdness, of Lone Star. This week, contestants had to do 90s country, and they ended up having 2 weeks because of my California trip, and because of my job, I have to wake up at like 6:30 every morning, and I work with kids all day, so I'm super tired. So for this week and next week, I think Lone Star's probably going to come out like Thursday night-ish, like Thursday afternoon, because it's just absolutely impossible for me to record everybody in one night when there's this many people. But anyway, up first, we have Jeffers.
See the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. And I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. Give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. And I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. And I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear, I swear.
Wow. Jeffers. Okay. He's not last. This is impressive. I just associate him as being last.
Yay.
And him being like, I'm mixing, I'm sorry. Because he's like cute like that.
Is he, I'm Jeffers, I'm sorry. He's a teddy bear.
I know, he's like, I'm so sorry. what did you think of this?
I love this song. I thought it was nice overall. Like, I thought, like, parts of it sounded a little airy, and, like, I think you could have had, not, like, better support, but I think you could have, like, had it sound less airy. And this didn't sound like it was pitched. I'm not sure if it's because there weren't background singers, but really? I'm glad if it wasn't pitched.
I think it was pitched.
Oh, it was? Maybe. Oh, I'm sad now.
It sounded kind of pitched, but, like, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I hope you're wrong, because, like, I want to hear not pitched Jeffers, because, like, on that one, you did, like, one song, I think, on the radio that wasn't pitched, and it sounded good, so, like, stop pitching everything.
Well, perhaps he, like, maybe he tricked you, okay?
Maybe. We need to know Jeffers.
Sure.
Jeffers. But, yeah, I thought the emotion, like, could have, it sounded, like, lighthearted to me, and
really?
I thought
it was really good. That was the thing I really liked about this, was his emotion. I thought it was good.
Well, like, I don't know, I thought it could have had, like, different emotion, like, more, like, like, more romantic sounding. Like, it sounded really, like, lighthearted to me, like, kind of happy instead of, like, intense, I love you, rah, rah. But, like, vocally, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally liked the emotion. I thought there was a few strainy parts for you, just a little bit. But overall, I thought it was, like, really well done. I enjoyed, like, your performance a lot. And I thought that, like, I don't know. I liked your tone on it. I do agree with the airiness. I did feel that a bit. But I think overall this was, like, a solid submission.
Yeah, it was certainly solid.
It was. So, let's see who's next on the list of people. I believe it is Will.
Yay!
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. The thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he
pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows, and the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm grows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
And that was Woo.
Yay! I love this song. This is like one of my favorite songs, really? Like country songs ever.
I
oh
like
my gosh!
Russ singing this song from last year.
Russ has sang this song.
yeah, I know. I like remember really liking Russ's version.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I really liked your version too, Will. Like, I think you had a really cool performance, and like you sang it in a really interesting way. Like, it didn't sound like it almost sounded kind of theatery.
Yeah, so my note, like, it was classical sounding.
Yeah, it was, like, really, and it was kind of interesting. Like, I kind of liked that. At first, I was like, but then I ended up really liking it. Your microphone is kind of peaky, so just watch that at some parts. But overall, like, I really enjoyed this. I thought you had a really good performance, and I was, like, engaged the whole time. So, really good job. What did you think, Belle?
Yeah, I love this song. I think this is really funny because, like, this isn't, like, a popular song, and I know someone else did this, so it's, like, really funny to me. But, yeah, I loved this. I was also like, this sounds, like, more theatrical, like, and then, like, on the second verse, like, it really worked because he, like, drove the performance home, like, while doing it in that classical theater type style, and, like, your vocals, like, your tone sounded really rich and really nice on the song, and there weren't any bum notes or anything. It was just, like, really pleasant to listen through to throughout, so. And I love the song, So, yeah, good job.
Yeah, Will, that was super awesome, so good job. I think, who's next? Where did I put my list? Russ is actually next, ironically so.
Oh, snap.
I don't know why that's ironic, but in my mind, it made sense.
Because Russ and this type of song go hand in hand.
Yes. Okay, let's listen to Russ.
Things that glittered, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up money. I just never quite could tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo to take that new job in Tennessee. And I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. 'Cause leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
That sounded sensual.
I love this song, and this is like not a stab at you, Russ, or like saying that like, oh, I liked it better than you, but like I love the instrumental parts in this like a lot. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the instrumental is cool. I never like noticed
really,
it before.
Like pretty, and like no, but I did. I really liked you too, Russ. It wasn't saying like, oh, the instrumental was the only good thing about this. No, I'm kidding. No. I really liked it. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, I don't really have anything negative to say about this. It was nice. Your emotion was really good. There were a couple of parts in the verses that sounded like a like tiny bit off timing, but then it was like fixed. Like one line was off timing, but then like the next line it was fixed. So like it wasn't really a big deal. But other than that, yeah, it was, like, really nice to listen to. Everyone's doing well tonight. Yay!
I know, I'm so happy. Because, like, nobody, like, the week before, I wasn't wowed very much.
I know,
so
me neither.
That I've been wowed.
Yay. Everyone's picked up their game.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this. Like, Russ, I think you had a really great performance. This mm-hmm. is one of, like, high on my list of country songs that I like. Like just in general that I enjoy. So I'm happy that somebody did it. I think that it fit your voice really well. It's really nice to hear you do that stuff in like your higher register, mm-hmm. as opposed to your deeper voice sometimes, especially on this show, because I feel like a lot of times you do deeper songs. So it was nice to hear that. I fully enjoyed this, so I don't really have anything else to say.
Me neither. Good job.
Hey, Russ. I know, everybody's doing good tonight. It's going to be a problem. So everybody knows, I guess, at this point now. We had 13 submissions. We had a few drops. So we're going to have to discuss how many people we're cutting.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So, anyway, up next, we have... Let me find my list.
A person.
We have Snowfender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you.
I've been along. Long way from here, put on a poncho, lay for mosquitoes, and drink till I was thirsty again. We went searching through thrift store jungles. Found Geronimo's rifle, Marilyn shampoo, and Benny Goodman's corset and pen. Well, okay, I made this up. I promised you I'd never give up.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
Down, real low down. You listen to Coltrane, derail your own train. But who hasn't been there before? I come round the hard way. Bring your comics in bed, scrape the mold off the bread, and serve you French toast again. Well, okay, I still get strained. I'm not the kind of girl you take home.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. Why the hell are you so
far, far away from here. Put on a poncho, played for mosquitoes, and everywhere in between. Well, okay, we get along. So what if right now everything's wrong?
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so
okay, Snowfender.
Woo.
I think it's my turn to go first.
I don't know.
I enjoyed this. I thought it was kind of low for you. In the verses. But you had good emotion on it, so, like, you had a good performance, so that kind of made up for it. Because, like, sometimes when you went low, it sounded like you were a little, like, pitchy because you were, like, reaching for the notes. But your energy was super awesome, and I loved you on the choruses, like, so much. Like, I, like, thought this was, like, such a good song choice for you as far as the choruses go. Yeah, what did you think, Valk?
I'm kind of, like, iffy on this, because, like, yeah, in the verses it sounded really, low for you.
Yeah.
And then, like, the choruses I liked a lot, but, like, I felt like the performance kind of suffered because it was so low for you in, like, the verses, and, like, it was hard for me to enjoy it because it sounded like you were struggling to, like, keep it on pitch while it was, too low for you. But that was pretty much,
Yeah, it was, like, hard for me to be, like, I don't know, I wish that, like, the verses in this song were just, like, a little bit higher because I just, like, loved your choruses so much. I don't know, the choruses kind of made up for the verses for me. So I think that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah, I don't think, like, the choruses being done well, like...
Really?
Kind of, like, yeah, I think... Because, like, verses are, like, so much of a song that, like, that's I think you should have picked a song that was a little higher or pitched this a little higher. Because, like, yeah, it kind of, like...
Yeah, I wonder if you had just pitched it slightly so that the verses were, like, a little bit higher. I feel like you would have done okay with that in the choruses, too. Like, I feel like you wouldn't have suffered... Like, I feel like your choruses wouldn't have been, like, too strainy or anything.
Yeah. But, like, performance, it was good. Like, when it was in your range, like, yeah, it was really good performance-wise. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we just, like, imitate each other.
I know. It's just really fun that way. Audrey Golightly is next.
Catch me.
Audrey, go lightly. What did you think, Val?
This has, like, a lot of the same problems that she had last week. Like, you sounded really, oh, I'm so scattered right now. You sounded, like, really, like, timid, and, like, you were more on pitch than last week, but, like, you sounded really timid and kind of, like, to me it sounded like you had the lyrics open, like, on a Word document or something, and you're, like,
reading it.
Yeah, like, reading it while you were singing it, and then, like, kind of stumbling and, like, lagging at parts and stuff. Like, it just sounded really unpolished, and, like, I don't know if you had the lyrics opened or whatever, but, like, it's really good to, like, memorize a song and then do it. Or, like, even if you do have the song, like, freshly memorized or something, like, I do that a lot, too, but, like, if you flub, like, restart the song, and, like, when the part comes up that you're like, what's the lyric? Just, like, think really fast.
Yeah, or, like, if you need to have the lyrics open, because, I mean, I sing with lyrics open sometimes. Like, put it in a place where, like, you can glance at it if you need to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or, like, yeah, I don't know. What I do is I like, have my mic up on a stand, and then I have, my computer kind of, like, to the side, and, like, if I need lyrics, because some songs you don't need lyrics to, because you just, like, know them really well, but, like, some songs you, like, you do need them, and, like, I just kind of put it off to the side, and, like, I glance at it when I need it, so.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, too, like, when you're just, like, really struggling with a song, like, yeah, just have them open and, like, yeah, glance at them, but, like, this sounded like you didn't know the lyrics, and you were kind of, like, yeah, coming in, not knowing the lyrics and stuff, and, like, yeah, it just sounded really unpolished, but, and the emotion was lacking, too, I think.
I agree.
But, like, your pitch was good, so, yay. And you still have a really pretty voice.
Yeah, you have such a pretty tone, and I think that this was a poor song choice, just because I think that it really highlighted things that, like, you've been working on, but in a poor way. Like, I think that, like, some of your runs were a little pitchy, and, like, your emotion just wasn't there for this. Like, I wanted there to be, like, more deep and, like, passionate emotion coming from this, and I didn't feel that as much. Like, I think that you're getting better at emotion, but, like, I think that you could have gone even further, with this. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that if you just, like, keep working towards, like, where you're going, because, like, I think you're getting better, like, slowly but surely, I guess. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, definitely. Like this was better than last week.
Yeah, I think this was an improvement from last week. And I think that you're, like, doing a really good job, and you can, like, tell that you're, like, working hard. So I do agree, though, that I think this sounded slightly unpolished, and you seemed like you were really rushed this week, and I know you dropped one voice, so I'm wondering if, like, you just didn't have a lot of time. So, like, when a week when you have more time, like, really go and, like, polish something over, and I think you'll be, like, really, you'll do a really good job.
So. Yeah.
Up next is Maddie.
Yay!